Blog Talk Radio.
Let the judgment run down like the water, and the righteousness flow as the stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the water, and the righteousness flow as the stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Yo, Yah come in the volume of the book. His word is life, so we got the killers shook. Wisdom was in the chief places from the beginning to enlighten the sons of men. But the fighting among twins ushered in sin, and brothers been beefing ever since. Yah come in the volume of the book by the truth and sell it not. So we got these robbers out here shook. Understanding is departing from evil. He flooded the earth once, and there'll be no sequel but the fire next time. That's why I'm the messenger refining the fire of affliction, opening your eyes to the foolish ways and the devil's contradiction. Let the judgment run down like the water, and the righteousness flow as the stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the water, and the righteousness flow as the stream. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
I praise John summer and winter season, and dismiss the statues bestowed by these heathens. Y'all give me the reason to call them out, only misleading and treasons. A man's heart that was given to these beastless. No, we're not even back to seeking the heart of Yah. Seven is what he requires for the draw silver to be polished by fire. Constantly led by my Elohim, who visits messages through visions or a dream. Slaves that were formerly a king will one day rise and seek the purpose of their being. The feeling is serene, that Israel is the prince who has power over Elohim and man. And no longer do we advance to realize the reaches of the stars upon the shoulder of promotion coming by Yah, who can take it thus far. Give him how you die, not the lot to the Almighty Yah.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
Hallelujah. Singing to Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2330 Kemper Lane, bringing to you nothing but all we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And Yah is our only savior. And not just of Israel, savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah again for allowing me to come before you with his great, holy, and exalted words. We were not on air yesterday, but the first 2 days of the week, or the second day and the third day, which was Monday and Tuesday, as you know it, we brought to you the generations of the heaven and the generations of the earth, including the sea. And what is this all about? Well, we were inspired to teach you the book of the law, the five books of Moses, the book of Yahweh. And you cannot begin to learn about the Most High without learning first and foremost about his law. And the way Yahweh wants you to learn his law is by reading his book. And one of the names of his book is the Law of Moses. But little do people know, as they begin to study the law, there's things that they're reading over that they don't even realize this is a law. So these are some of the things that we've been bringing to you. First of all, in the book of Genesis alone, just in Genesis, Yahweh will leave on record for us to study and learn about 12 different generations. And what is a generation? A generation is something that you come from, something that is produced, something that you originate from, origin. The first origin that Yahweh wanted us to see about, to know about, is the generation of heavens. Because there's laws coming out of heaven that you would understand. Studies of the generations of heaven, all the things that you should be doing under heaven. And then we brought to you the generations of the earth. And we can't bring you everything you're doing under the heavens, in the earth. That's something you have to study. This is called a study guide that we will hand out to people, that we will allow you to download from our website. We email it to you or mail it out to you so that you can begin studying in a manner that Yahweh desires you to study. And we're on the third generation, which is the generation of Adam. What did Adam produce? What came from him? Well, just to do a recap on all these things. First, with the generations of heaven, as I shared with our beautiful brothers and sisters, watch what it says in the book of Psalms 19, the very first verse. And we're just recapping on the heavens to speed you up, just in case you missed it. I may add, Tuesday or the third day of the week, a lot of people told me that they could not hear the program real good. You should be able to hear it if you go back on to listen to our rebroadcast. However, there's no excuses why you shouldn't get the program clearly. So if you don't get the program clearly, let me know, because then we will get it straightened out. But I was broadcasting from out of town, so this is one of the reasons why I may not came in real clear. I was broadcasting out of town, and it was streamed on all the various mediums that we have. I'm back. In the book of Psalms 19 and 1, this is what it says. Now watch this. In studying the generations of the heavens, this is what you should know. The heavens, declare the glory of Elohim. And what is that? And the firmament shows his handiwork. As a matter of fact, the heavens, the firmament is called heaven. Day unto day and night unto night shows knowledge. What? What do? The heavens. The firmament. There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. And their line has gone out through all the earth. Why? Because how do you think we receive our instructions? From heaven. This is why it's important to understand the generations of heaven. And their words. Whose words? The words of heaven. And their words. To the end of the world. In them, tabernacle for the sun. But where is that at? In the heavens. Which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit to the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. And why? What is the heat that's coming out of heaven? What is the heat coming off the sun? Look, little do people know the ball of fire. But no, this ball of fire, this light, is only there by law. And by law, there are things that the sun is telling us. The moon is telling us. The stars is instructing us. The light itself wants us to know. There's many things that the heavens clear. You just have to open up your eyes to see and your ears to hear. And this is what we bring into you. But we can't just tell you everything. This is something that you're going to have to study and learn on your own. But make no mistake about it, we can guide you. And if you need something answered, the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. And Yahweh give it to us, and we can answer all the various things you want to know about the heavens. Watch what it says. The seventh verse, the law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul, because this comes from heaven. The laws start right there. Why? Because heaven is Yahweh's throne, and earth is his footstool. Where the voice is, or testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. What is his testimony? Well, the testimony of Yahweh is a witness. And all through the scriptures, Yahweh have all these various instruments, such as the sun, just as the moon, as mankind. He has witnesses that is called testimony that is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. And the commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. And the judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. This is all in heaven brought to us. And you're not going to learn this. You're not going to know this unless you study and learn about the generations of heaven. This is something that is essential. We let you know, according to the book of Genesis, the first chapter, the heaven. Let me just read this so you can see where we're coming from. And what I'm doing is just going back, to bring you back up to where we're at. It says in the book of Genesis, the second chapter, the fourth verse. It says, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. In the day that Yahweh Elohim made the earth and the heavens. So there's a genealogy. It's a genealogy. A generation is not just with man, not just with beasts, but it's also with the heavens and with the earth. This is where the generations began. This is where the genealogy began. And this is where we will begin. And if you know the generations, how are you going to know the generation of anything and you don't know when they were started, their origin? In other words, their birthday. I have people telling me, man, we don't celebrate birthdays. How are you not going to celebrate the day you was born on, the day you originated on, the day that began your journey through your generation? You don't know how important that day is? It's so important. Yahweh talk about the day he even made heavens, the day heavens was born on, the day earth was born on. But you don't want to celebrate the day you was born on. Now ask yourself, do that make sense? This is why it's important to study these things rather than to just go by people who never studied this at all and don't know it. And this is what I found in studying the generations of heaven, that it was made on the second day and how the second represents the heavens. It represents the name of Yahweh. And why? Because that's his throne. He said heaven is his throne. So I can understand why the second represents the name of Yahweh. And he called the firmament heaven. But then on the fourth day, Yahweh will put lights in the heaven to separate the day from the night, season, days, and years. So the second day, that has everything to do with the heavens. The fourth day has everything to do with the heavens. And now, those two things in our study guide, they're married. We can see what Yahweh did. Now we can see the generation of the heavens. It's beautiful. And let me just show you one thing about these heavens. There's one thing that I love. Watch what this says and ask yourself, are you doing this? Here we had a law. And watch this law in the book of Numbers, the 28th chapter. I want you to see this law. In the book of Numbers, the 28th chapter, this is a law. I'm going to start at the first verse just so you can see this. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe saying, command the children of Israel and say to them, my offering and my bread for my sacrifice made by fire for a sweet savior unto me, shall you observe to offer me unto me in their due season. And you shall say to them, this is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer unto Yahweh. Two lambs of the first year without spot, day by day, for a continual burnt offering. Now watch how you are to offer these lambs. The one lamb shall you offer in the morning. The other lamb shall you offer at evening. Now, where are these offerings today? Why aren't you offering these things today, every morning and every evening? You might say, well, that's what the priest was charged to do. and you will be correct. Yahweh still want an offering. Yahweh still worthy of an offering. Yahweh still worthy of a sacrifice. And since Yahweh is worthy of a sacrifice, watch what the scriptures say about who will give Yahweh this sacrifice according to the book of Psalm 50. See the law. But watch what this says in the fifth verse. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. What is this sacrifice? What are these saints that's gathering together that made a covenant by sacrifice? Watch what it says. And since they have made gather themselves together unto me, my saints, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. In other words, you know what a sacrifice is? In the old days, that's something that you had to offer up. In other words, you had to kill it. Man, why would I waste this beautiful lamb just to kill it? Because it's a sacrifice. Why do I have to give a tenth? Because it's an offering. Why do I have to spend time doing this? Because it's an offering. And you don't think Yahweh worthy of an offering? But there are those who have made a covenant. So what are they saying? They're saying, look, we have consecrated, sanctified ourselves not to do certain things because we're going to sacrifice this for Yahweh. And since they have declared to do such a thing, sixth verse says, and the heavens shall declare his righteousness. Why the heavens? Because it is the heavens that brought forth the law. It was the heavens said in the morning, do this, and in the evening, do that. That's what the heavens said. And since you decided to do this thing that I commanded, this going to be your righteousness. It says, for Elohim is judge himself. Nobody can judge you. Although we judge each other every day, but you really only got one judge. And it is Elohim. It is Yahweh. So why concern yourself with what other people think, what other people doing, when you only got one judge anyway? Let Yahweh declare your righteousness. And how will he? When you begin to learn how to make the sacrifices needed to serve him, to please him, to praise him, to glorify him, covenant that he's looking for you to make. And since he's trying to get you to make this covenant, watch this in Psalms 113. And we're just talking about the heavens. Just a little bit about the heavens, just so we can see, so you can see, well, let me study this thing. Let me see what I can do for the heavens to declare my righteousness. And who in the heavens that can declare it? Yahweh. Because where's his throne? In heaven. In the book of Psalm 113, watch what it says. Praise you, Yah. Praise, O you servants of Yah. Praise the name of Yah. Blessed be the name of Yah from this time forth and forevermore. Well, how you do that? From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Yah's name is to be praised. His name is to be praised. And are you doing that from the rising of the sun? Are you doing that to the going down of the same? just like the morning and evening sacrifice. Are you making your morning and your evening sacrifice by covenant so the heavens can declare your righteousness? And I may add, that's not the only righteousness, that's not the only sacrifice that's Yahweh looking for. But I just wanted to share that one with you. Furthermore, Yahweh will make the earth on the third day. The earth and the grass yielding seed, the herb yielding seed, the fruit tree yielding fruit, seed is in itself. That's what he will do on the third day. But then Yahweh will turn around on the sixth day and make the beasts of the earth, the creeping things, cattle, and all the living beasts on earth. And since it's the sixth day, he did twice as much. And he went and made mankind. And he made man after his own image. So he gave them their home. He gave them their food, which is the various things that come out of the earth. And he told us what we should eat. And look what he told us we should eat. This is what he said to this beginning generation. 29 verse. Now Elohim said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth. And then we got people, we say, well, we don't eat mushrooms because they don't yield seeds. They're not an herb-bearing seed. Then we have people come question us about other things. Regardless of whether these other things can be eaten or not, we can have that discussion. But there is no argument whether we can eat mushrooms or not. It's not an herb-bearing seed. Nor is it a fruit tree yielding seed. It's just not that. So let's move on to the next thing, and we will analyze it, whether it's yeast or anything else. To you it shall be food. That's our food, the things that bear seeds. Yahweh doing that for a reason. But to every beast on the earth, fowl of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth where there is light, I've given every green herb for food, and it was so. So Yahweh still wanted the beast and the fowl and the creeper thing to eat every green herb. Yahweh have no desires for the beast of the earth eating trash. Eating some canned goods. That ain't what Yahweh wanted. He made the earth so that these beasts could eat the green herb. That was supposed to be his food. We don't learn the ways of the heathen so much, we just dump our trash out and let the pig eat it. That ain't what Yahweh told us to do. There's not one scripture, pig or slop. But you'll do it. Because the heathen said do it. Monkey see, monkey do. In other words, all this monkey stuff that they're doing, we're following. And none of these things can be established in the scriptures. They have their food. If we study the generations of the heavens, the generations of the earth, we will know these things. We will understand these things. Look here, today, they rolling out the various smorgasbord of vaccines to give us. to immune us against this plague that Yahweh has unleashed on the earth. Now, how do we deal with diseases? How do we deal with these things in the earth? Are we to vaccinate ourselves? One of my beautiful brothers let me know that once they get most of the population vaccinated, then they're going to begin restricting travel. So you may need to, if you want to go international, you want to visit Africa, you want to visit this place, visit that place, you're going to have on your passports that you've been vaccinated because of this plague. And no telling what they're going to do in the state. Have you been vaccinated? If you ain't been vaccinated, you can't send your children to school. If you haven't been vaccinated, you can't work as a nurse or a doctor or this person or that person, because you're going to have to sign things to let them know that you've been vaccinated. So are you going to take the vaccination? Will you eat that and let your body consume it and take it in? Or follow the prescriptions of the generation of the earth? Because this is what the earth produces. Yahweh would make it on the third day, put man on it on the third day, which we're going to talk about the generations of Adam. So you can see that, for what that is. But look at the generation of the earth. Watch this in the book of Genesis, the third chapter. I want you to see this. But no, let's stay in the book of Genesis, the second chapter. That's what we're going to read, Genesis 2. And we're going to go over this with the generation of Adam, but I need you to see this right here. The 9th verse. And out of the ground made Yahweh Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now ask yourself, just think about this. In other words, Yahweh put in the earth that came right out of the ground something that you can eat that would have gave you everlasting life, called the tree of life. But he also put something in the earth that will give you the knowledge of good and evil. But this knowledge of good and evil was not something that Yahweh wanted this young man who will follow him came out of the earth. In other words, while you trying to get vaccinated, there's things in the earth that's good for you that you can eat, that's good for your body. Watch what this says. 16th verse. And Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat. You can freely eat of every tree, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. That's what he told man. Now, if the earth got something that good in it, and we can freely eat, thing will sustain us, that we will grow, that we will heal, that we can grow as a stall. Here it is, the biggest beast on the earth are beasts that eat grass. That's vegetarian. Eat, what you think a giraffe eats? I ain't seen nothing taller than a giraffe, and all the giraffes do is eat leaves. That's all he eats. We got these big old animals on earth. Cows. Until man put their hand on them, all they doing was eating grass. Man changed their diet. But that's what Yahweh made in the earth. So once you begin to study the generations of the earth, then you will see how good the earth is. Yahweh said he saw that everything that he made, it was very good. And Yahweh gave us laws to our diet. So we know if it don't have seeds, this, we're not messing with this thing. This is deceit. This is not clean. This is not for us. But once it bears seeds, and it comes from the green herbs, the herbs of the earth, then we know this thing is good. This is not complicated. Not only that, it's our healing medicine. Watch what it says in the book of Ezekiel. Yahweh said, he the one who wounds, and he is the one that heals. But part of the way that Yahweh heals, or not even part of the way, but one of the way he heals is through our obedience. And watch this, Ezekiel 47. Because if you do this, then you're learning how to be obedient. Now you're learning how to live under heaven. Because you're in earth. Watch what it says in Ezekiel 47. The 12th verse. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for food. All trees for food, whose leaf shall not fade. Neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to the moon. No, it's not bringing new fruit according to the moon. It's bringing new fruit according to his months. Because their waters, they issue out of the sanctuary. And the fruit thereof shall be for food. And the leaf thereof for medicine. So is a vaccine a leaf? Did the vaccine come from a leaf? No, these vaccines are some laboratory-made matter that has to do with blood, pus, and a whole lot of other unclean things that you should never put in your body. And, yes, yeah, somebody like me that teach against vaccines, they will try to not get me off the air. They will try to arrest me. They will try to do all kind of things to me. You see what happened to one of the ladies in Georgia who just all she tried to do was tell the truth about what's going on in this pandemic and how they was not being forthright and they was not giving out accurate data. She was white. They bust down her door, sent the FBI in, put guns up to her children, and her husband. So you can only imagine what they'll do to me. This is the generations of the earth. How are you not going to know the earth? You don't know nothing about the beast and how we're supposed to deal with the beast. Did you know, according to the law, watch what this says concerning the earth and what it is to produce. And why is this so important? Because Yahweh put man here to control these things. But watch what he says in the book of Exodus, the 23rd chapter. Watch this. Now you get into the generations of the earth. This is why you got to study this thing. Because these are things our people really don't know and don't even seem to want to learn it. Watch what it says in the 10th verse. 6 years you shall sow your land and shall gather in the fruits thereof. Okay, what nation you belong to? This to me seems like the truth. Seemed to be wise to me. But the 7th year, you shall let it rest and lie still. You mean tell me nothing needs rest? The land, if the land need rest, surely you would need rest. Because you come from the land. You come from the earth. So if it need rest, it only make common sense that you would need rest. But the 7 years you shall let it rest and lie still, that the poor of your people may eat. And what they leave, the beasts of the field shall eat. So by law, we're to feed them by allowing them to just go get what you need. Go eat. In like manner, you shall deal with your vineyard and with your olive grove. This is every 7 years we're to do this. But watch the 12th verse. We're talking about the generations of the earth. 6 days you shall do your work. And on the 7th day, you shall rest. And why should you rest? That your ox, where do you think your ox? Your donkey, where did that come from? The earth may rest. And the son of your handmaid and the stranger may be refreshed. Now don't you see why you must study these generations? You know how to deal with your livestock. You know how to deal with the animals of the earth. And yes, the seed was made on the 3rd day. You will begin to learn how to deal with even the sea creatures. Studying, you're learning about your generations. And we're just in Genesis. And we're talking about 12 different generations. We span the book of Genesis. Yes, the laws that you were talking about is not going to stay in Genesis. But these laws get their origin. They get their beginning, they get their start from the generation that they come from. And the generation of the earth started in the beginning. These are the things that we have to know. These are the things that we have to learn. Watch the 16th verse in the same chapter. In the feast of harvest, the first fruit of your labors, which you have sown in the field, the feast of ingathering, which is in the end of the year, when you gather in your laborers. In other words, we go and give Yahweh his offering. Why? Because who do you think gave us the bread that we eat? And where do this bread come from? The plants of the earth, the herb of the earth. Where do these fruits come? From the trees of the earth. So what do? Things back and give Yahweh an offering by covenant. Gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Where is your sacrifice to Yah? You talking and doing things, but these things that you're talking about, these things that you're doing, how do they matter? The only thing that matters is what you're laboring and working to do to bring about the praise, cation, the sanctification of Yahweh. This is what we got to learn to do. The mass majority of our people, when they came out of Egypt, did not learn this fact. And Yahweh would give them a certain amount of time in Egypt to learn it, to obey him. But all they did was murmur, complain, and were very rebellious to Yahweh. To the extent, watch what Yahweh said concerning this, and then we're going to get right into the generations of Adam. Because in the generations of the heaven, the generations of the earth. Watch what Yahweh would say in the book of Exodus 33. This is like essential to our walk on this earth, our walk under heaven. For Yahweh's throne is in heaven. His footstool is earth. So we got to learn how to walk humbly. We're going to have to learn how to kneel before our Elohim, how to worship him, praise him, glorify him, and call upon his name. In the book of Exodus 33 and 1, and Yahweh said to Moshe, depart and go up away, you and his people which you have brought up out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying unto your seed will I give it. In other words, they just coming out. They're just coming out. And I was seeing an angel before you. Where do these angels come from? Yes, they come from heaven. Even though you don't see them every day, you don't see them at night, you don't even realize that the heavens have charged someone to be your protector. And you don't even realize it. You don't even realize the thanks that you got to give every day, day in and day out. And I will drive out the Canaanites, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, the Jebusite, to a land flowing with milk and honey. So Yahweh just didn't give us the earth. He gave us the best part of the earth, a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of you. Why not, Yahweh? Why you won't go with you? I thought we were your sons and daughters. I thought we were the apple of your eye. I thought we were your world without end. I thought we were your battle axe. I thought we were your witnesses. I thought we were your everlasting gates. And you saying, you're not going to go up with us? Watch what it says. For you are a stiff-necked people. Lest I consume you in the way. In other words, Yahweh saying, look, we so stiff-necked. And what do it mean to be stiff-necked? It means, in other words, you just refuse to humble yourself. You refuse to do it, even though the heavens watching. Even though he sent an angel before you to protect you, to guide you, to be behind you, to watch over you. You still stiff-necked. And there's no one more long-suffering than Yahweh. There's no one more merciful than Yahweh. There's no one more patient than Yahweh. And he, said, I'm not going to go with you because of you stiffen that, and I will destroy you. This is why we're teaching the law. Because undoubtedly we think we're doing something that we're not doing. Ask yourself, if you're doing the law, you honestly believe Yahweh will go somewhere with you? Now, Yahweh go with people. He walked with Enoch. He walked with Abraham. He walked with Noah. He walked with David. But ask yourself, will Yahweh walk with you? And that's, to me, very important to know. You want to know the law. Tonight, we're talking about the generations of Adam. And they talk about the generations of Adam in a book of Genesis, the 5th chapter. As I told you, as I stated, just look up the word generations, and this is what you're going to find. In the book of Genesis, you're going to see 12 different generations that spans the whole book of Genesis, that will give you the origins, the beginning of this book that we call the Law of Moshe, that we call the Book of Yahweh, that we call the Scripture of Truth, which we call the Book of the Law. 12 different generations. This is the beginning. This is our origin. Watch what I said, Genesis, the 5th chapter, and we're going back there because that's where it begins at. Adam, important, learning this generation is. If you go to the book of Deuteronomy, which is still the book of the law, watch what this says in the book of Deuteronomy. Another scripture that I absolutely love. We're going to read in Deuteronomy 32. Watch what this is. We're going to start at the first verse. Now listen to these words closely. I'm not just bringing you some vain words. I ask people, you heard my lesson? What did you get out of it? What did you see? What are you hearing? What are you learning? I'm interested in seeing, in hearing, if you see and hear the very things that I'm seeing and hearing from this. Because they're saying great, wondrous, the great, wondrous things that this is saying. First verse. Give ear, O you heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. In other words, Yahweh wants everyone to stand up and listen to this. Whether you're in heaven or whether you're on earth. No wonder he said we need to know the generations of the heavens and the generations of the earth. Watch what it says. My doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender earth, and as the showers upon the grass. In other words, this stuff is going to come down to us. No wonder when Yahweh chooses someone, he comes to them in visions and dreams. No wonder when this stuff come down, Yahweh will send an angel to manifest itself to someone that he loved. Because there's a doctrine, there's a speech that Yahweh need to be heard, need to be seen. Watch what it says. Publish, which means write, the name of Yahweh. Describe you greatness unto our Elohim. And if we just study these things, we'll realize how great Yahweh is. And we wouldn't have time for foolishness. All we'd be talking about how great Yahweh is. Watch what it says. He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. Our Elohim of truth, without iniquity, just and right is he. They, talking about the inhabitants of the earth, they have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Don't even realize how perverse, don't even realize how crooked they really are. But Yahweh said he will make. The only way you know how corrupted you are, how crooked you are, how perverse you are, is that you learn about these generations of the heavens. Then you understand why Yahweh destroyed the earth by flood. You understand why Yahweh said, I will make a new heaven and a new earth. You begin to understand a whole lot of things. Do you thus repay Yahweh, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he your father that has bought you? Has he not made you and established you? Sure he did. It was Yahweh who did these things, not nobody else. So if you can recognize, yes, Yahweh did these things. Now this is what Yahweh wants you to remember. Watch this. 7th verse. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. What generation, Yahweh? What generation are you talking about? Well, he's going to let you know what generation. Is he talking about the generations of the heavens? Is he talking about the generations of the earth? No. You're going to see. He's talking about the generations of Adam, the generations of mankind. Watch this. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he shall show you. Your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High divided the nations, their inheritance, because all the nations got their home from Yahweh. When he divided the nations, their inheritance, and when he separated the sons of Adam, and we're going to read about that, the bounds of the people, according to the number of the children of Israel. Who knew that? I didn't hear nobody teach this. That he did this according to the number of the children of Israel. What's their number? See, if you don't know the generations of Jacob, you'll never know their number. Yes, you might know their number, but you won't know their number and what it really means by law. Because he did this by law. If you remember the days of old and you're considering these generations, now let's put real application on this. Now go back to the book of Genesis, the 5th chapter. So you can see how wonderful, how wondrous this thing really is. And understanding this generation. Because then you begin to learn the various laws, the various statutes, the various testimonies, judgments, commandments that we're to do in this book. And I want to learn about Adam. I want to learn about mankind. I want to learn about these generations. I want to learn about their inheritances and what it has to do with us. And I may add, knowing the generation of Adam is to know third generation that Yahweh will have us to know in the book of Genesis. And watch what it says. Genesis, the fifth chapter, the very first verse. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that Elohim created man, in the likeness of Elohim made he him. How are we going to know the generations of Adam and then know anything about mankind? Adam birthed mankind. Here it is, you got people talking about, you got an Adam that was formed and an Adam that's created, and then the serpent had a seed, and this is not the generation of Adam, but you're going to read about the generation of Adam. Because this generation is what Adam produced. Adam didn't produce no food for nobody. Produced for him. Where do you think he came from? The same place the food he was supposed to eat come from. That's the earth. That's why you got to know the generation of the earth. But what came from Adam? Watch what it says. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And I may add, here it is. Yahweh, first generation was heaven. And as you begin to study, and we talk more about the heavens, this is where our blessings come from. This is where life comes from. This is where his throne is settled. This is where the laws come from. Without heaven, we can forget life itself. We can forget everything, even the earth. You take away the sun, the moon, and the stars, do you think the earth will be anything? Even though the earth was made before the sun, moon, and stars. But watch this, since we're talking about what everybody's genealogy, everybody's generation, where do you think the woman come from? Watch this. In the book of Genesis, the second chapter, and we're going to start reading at the 18th verse. And watch what he says, 2:18. And Yahweh Elohim said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a help mate for him. Unlike the beast, unlike the fowl, unlike the creeping thing, all coming from the earth, and yes, the fowl came from the waters also, or the sea. But woman came from man. This was some extraordinary. Because look, a person can reasonably imagine, here, Yahweh sculpted this man from the earth. All it takes is some water and some dirt, and then you start sculpting this thing. And know it sounds simplistic, but that's how simplistic you can imagine this thing. Now, one thing you can't imagine, once he breathed into the nostrils of man, he became a living soul. Now we see a heart, Now we see kidneys and lungs, and now we see eyes come to life and all this other stuff. But you have all, in other words, all the outer appearance. That'll make a thing look real. He just don't have no heart, no lungs, no kidneys. He can make all the outer part appearance. He can make a robot look just like a man or a woman. All these things can be done. But the miracle is what's inside of the man. You can imagine how Yahweh made a woman. Who can imagine that? Let me show you how he made woman, and then begin to imagine in your head how this was done. Like I said, you can imagine man, but what's this about woman? Because now we're talking about the generations of Adam. And it says in the 21st verse, and Yahweh Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which Yahweh Elohim had taken from man made he a woman and brought her to man. In other words, take a rib out. People break their ribs. People do all kinds of things to their ribs. Well, let's just say it wasn't a rib. Let's say it was just, I don't even know, a womb. What was in a man that Yahweh can take this thing and form a woman? Imagine this. Took one of his ribs. He closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which Yahweh Elohim had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her to the man. Some people might imagine and say, well, he took something out of man, then he began, and then he formed woman from the dust of the earth, just like he did man, this womb, whatever it was, boom, put it in woman, and then she became a living. In other words, all that will be doing is just guessing, imagination of your own heart. Instead of just imagining this thing, just say, I don't know. This is just a wonder of Yahweh. That's a wonder that Adam don't even really know. Adam was asleep. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of the earth. No. She shall be called woman because she was taken from some bones. No. A rib. No. Because she was taken out of man. This is the generation of Adam. The first thing that Adam will produce, or Yahweh will produce with Adam, is his woman. And then what will happen? And Yahweh will give his man and woman dominion. He didn't just put them here for no reason at all. He said he wants you to have dominion over the earth. The beasts of the earth, the cattle, the creeping things, the fish of the sea. He blessed them. Said, be fruitful and multiply. In other words, they had a lot of instructions that we're supposed to be following today. But how can we know to follow these things? We don't even know the generations of Adam. Watch what it says. Third verse. And Adam lived 130 years. He got a son in his own likeness after his image, called his name Seth. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. You notice, Adam had a bunch of sons and daughters. He didn't just have no one son. One of his sons that he had was killed. His name was Cain. His other son killed his brother and was banished. Now, why would Yahweh banish him, curse him, and there was no laws there that they were to live by? Sure, there was a law. And let me tell you what that law was. Thou shalt not murder. Because that's exactly what he did to his brother. And even though he murdered his brother, he still had enough sense to do this that we don't do today. We will make excuses in doing this thing. Watch what it says in the book of Genesis, the fourth chapter. And watch what it says. The second and third verse. Let's start at the first verse. And Adam knew his wife. She conceived and bore Cain and said, I've gotten a man from Yahweh. And she again bore his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. In other words, are the servants of Yahweh. The men of Yahweh, they worked. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto Yahweh. And Abel, he also brought of the firstborn of the flock and of the fat thereof, and Yahweh had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had now no respect. And Cain was very angry. What you getting angry for? If you didn't bring the offering in Yahweh with the right spirit, with the right heart, what you getting angry for? And oftentimes that's what people do. They get angry, but they the ones started the mess. They the ones are the origin of it. As Cain was, he get mad at Yahweh. Well, it seemed like a lot of people do. And, of course, Cain rose up, murdered his brother. But how did they know to bring an offering to Yahweh? Because, undoubtedly, they knew the law. They knew the law. And when they broke the law, they had consequences for breaking the law. But Yahweh said that he gave the inheritance to the nations according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is what you see with Adam. Adam had 12 sons, 12 generations after him. Watch these 12 generations. In the days of Adam, after he had begotten Seth, were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. So who was next? Seth. And Seth lived 105 years and begot Enos. Who was after Enos? Then Enos lived 90 years and begot Canaan. And who was next? Canaan lived 70 years and begot Mahalalel. Who was next? Mahalalel lived 65 years and begot Yared. Who was next? Yared lived 162 years and begot Enoch. Who was next? Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And if you're counting, Methuselah is the seventh generation after Adam. Enoch is the sixth generation after Adam. And if you know anything about the sixth, you would know, you would understand that this is the time that Yahweh will double bless you, triple bless you. How do we know that? because of the law. And in 6 years, he gave us food for 3 years. And in 6 days, he blessed us with food for 2 days. And what did he do with Enoch? It says Enoch walked with Elohim, and he was not. For Elohim took him. And where did Yahweh take him? Pleased with him. He walked with him. And he wanted him for a testimony how Yahweh loved, how Yahweh humbled himself to his own creation. Great Yahweh is. Well, what about Methuselah? Methuselah lived after he begot Lamech 782 years and begot sons and daughters. Lamech lived 182 years and he begot a son and called his name Noah. And now where we at? We're at the ninth generation. And during this time, in Genesis, the 5th chapter, the 29th verse, this same shall come for us concerning our work, toil of our hands, because of the ground which Yahweh had cursed. Now remember where we started this generation at. That Yahweh said that he will give the inheritance of all the nations according to the number of the 12 tribes of Israel. In other words, there's only 12 different inheritances that were given to rule the earth. And the men that we're reading about are these 12 different generations. In other words, 12 different men, just 12, populated the whole earth. Nothing more, nothing less. And how did they do it? By law. By the word. And the three that is relative to us, three I'm about to read about, and you'll read about them in the 32nd verse. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And these three men, after Yahweh destroyed the earth by flood, the whole earth, think about it, these three had their generations. In other words, they came from something before the flood. And that generation came from something, as we all do. And why don't we know these generations? Since these generations has everything to do with us. Imagine not knowing 12 different generations of Adam. Then you'll be fighting over things you had no reason to fight over, such as the Israelis and the Palestinians, fighting over some land that belongs to neither one of them. What y'all fighting for? What's the fuss about? What's the strife about? It don't belong to none of y'all. And y'all know that. But the people who belong to don't want it because they just want to vote and be happy in a land that they know they was not here in its origin. They know they was brought here as slaves. Now do you see why these generations are so important? Generations of the heavens, number one. Generations of the earth, number two. And generations of Adam, number three. And we will deal with the generations, the generations of Noah. And you'll be surprised what this man brought into the earth. Because he didn't just bring, three men, three sons. No, he brought something else to bear to earth. Adam produced all the generations, all the 12 men that will populate the earth where they will get their inheritance. Yes, that's what Adam produced. And now that everybody got their inheritance, you're going to see what this Noah produced next, which is the fourth generation. Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
I was told everything has its time and season. So whenever I write a line, it's with the rhyme and reason. Whatever dialect or alphabet you travel speaking, anything alive and breathing, get the most highest greetings. This ain't what science teaching, that we came from monkeys, y'all. Only man without the blood, trace the Neanderthal. Skin of brass, hair like the wool on the lamb's back. James Brown style, Anika Horn. Yes, I am black, but calmly, the sun has looked upon me. Burnt face, they say that you the cursed race was dripping from your birthplace. Cause Elohim who we forsook, stripping everything they took. Yehuda Dean just read and look. We the people of the book that was born in the east but buried in the west asunder. These curses placed upon my people is for signs and wonders. You showed your word to Yahakov, statues to Israel only. As far as his judgment, the other nations haven't known it.
We the people, we the
I got rhymes, but lyrically I'm like Ezra the scribe, prescribing Yah's medicine and sent to better the tribe. The name of Israel was mentioned over 2,000 times, so I surnamed myself, took my hand and subscribed. Isaiah 44, 5 through 7, Yah is the first and the last, know what the Savior who can work in this past, with a description of our image, cause we were made in this likeness, for thoughts of hate I visit through William Lynch and his writings, hyping, who are you liking, Yahweh too. Isaiah 40:18, this is how they do. Our past, present, future is spoken of in prophecy. Carried away captives and ships, redo Deuteronomy. Why do my people base their relationships on astronomy? Just man-made philosophy, adopting Greek theology from Socrates to Constantine. Pauline doctrine, Roman sponsor for beast, Catholic Church, Martin Luther, sons of Lucifer. Far as heavens where they cast their nets, amongst the stars but soon to fall to the sides of the pit. Is this the man that made the earth tremble, spoke great words against the Most High, changed times, Daniel 7:25. Soon I arise and will arrive to the ancient of days, crowned with glory in the kingdom that will never pass away. But I'm just glad to say I understand the path to stay. If you can show where Yahweh spoke to Christ, I give you cash today. John 5:37, they ain't never heard his voice or seen his shape, but he spoke with Moshe face to face. Israel firstborn, remember if you once forgot it, so that excludes Christ from being the only begotten. Called us the apple of your eye and your world without ending. They always sighed and be like, why you stay rocking no fringes? Then I reply, numbers 15 and 30 not mentioned. If you forget the law, you look and it comes to remember it. So in this last minute and a couple hard seconds until this song's finished, I hope you have learned the lesson. We living under curses, working hard to earn a blessing. Black is beauty, precious like the insides and herbal essence. Perfect complexion, different shades, I love the summer's message. Peep how I'm melanin, digest soon as the sun is setting. No skin protecting needed from the UV ray reflection. Ironically, the black man is the only exception. From dust we was made, and dust we shall return again. We moved you to anger, so you'll wait to see our ladder end. Provoked you to jealousy with an Elohim that's not your equal. So in return, you did the same with those that's not a people.